Landslide-induced tsunamis are a rare but worrisome phenomenon that has a history in southeast Alaska. Perhaps the most infamous happened in Lituya Bay in the 1950s. It generated a massive wave, a mega tsunami that killed 5 people. Decades later, in 2015, 180 million tons of rock slid into Icy Bay, about 40 miles northwest of Yakutat, triggering a tsunami over 600 feet tall. No one was injured, but the event raised concerns for community members like Melinda Lakanoff.
At that time, I was working with Native allotments, and we have quite a few Native allotments. We have lodges up there, but we don't really have a whole lot of any kind of rescue agencies or anything that could reach that other than Coast Guard. So that was kind of big concerns for me.
Lakanoff has always been curious about the land and concerned about safety, something instilled in her by her elders.
Hearing from my elders, because I was raised by my grandmother, and I was a lot of them talk about the old times and things that we need to look out for. Whatever happens below us from Southeast Alaska will soon catch up with us. Even though we're covered by glaciers and we're refrigerated in, our temperatures and everything is changing and our lands are changing and shifting. And so just keeping an eye on that and looking at the safety has always been kind of a passion of mine.
When Lakanoff moved back home to Yakutat several years ago, she began to keep tabs on nearby earthquakes. She was often in a helicopter for her day job and would observe landslides from the sky. She realized the two could be connected and began working with researchers to monitor the slides.
So we're finding out a lot of our lands here in Yakutat are changing. And so we had concerns about landslides and how they're being affected, our waters, our community, our salmon streams, the safety of our boat.
Lakanoff is using her connections to help a project called Kutech, which is the Thlinkit word for weather. The 5-year grant-funded project is researching geohazards, like landslides caused by extreme precipitation events, in 6 communities across Southeast, including Yakutat. Luca Silva manages Kutech for the Sitka Sound Science Center.
What the project really was focused on was working with local tribal governments in each of those communities to get a sense of what research concerns and interests there were for those communities and for those tribes, and how we would be able to support them as a group of scientists.
Silva says the group first traveled to Yakutat last fall to meet with community members, and landslide-induced tsunamis were a high priority in those conversations. Silva says landslides like the one that created a tsunami in Icy Bay are different from the slides most Southeast communities are familiar with.
When truly these huge chunks of rock and earth from mountains are falling due to a wide variety of reasons and factors, but these are truly, pieces of mountains that are sloughing off of them. And because of the geography of Southeast, the geography of Yakutat, these slopes that we are concerned about could slough right into these large basins of water and create these huge waves in a way that is mechanically different from how shallow seated landslides work, and in a way that changes how we monitor for them.
So the Kutech project got to work, bringing together a group of visiting experts and scientists from the Yakutat Thlinkit tribe and community members, where they could share ideas and make plans for how to address the issue. The group met for a 2-day conference this October. On the first day, they discussed where the science is, what's known and what isn't, about landslide-induced tsunamis. On the second day, they discussed next steps for ways to mitigate the risks. Lakanoff says it was great to get folks in the same room and on the same page.
The Kuté brought in not just only about concerns about landslides, but concerns about what is going on in our community, and to be able to give a safe space, an open space for all of our agencies, plus experts to be able to talk with us about realistically what's happening, what we could be able to do and work together. And so now we're working together on try to monitor it, come up with a plan.
She says they'll develop a community safety plan and a monitoring and alert system. Finding the money for that project is next. Silva says Kutech intends to help Yakutat Thlinkit tribe and other agencies secure funding to pursue the additional research, which they hope will lead to a safer community. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.